Blog Talk Radio.
International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to have a time tonight. Put your seatbelts on, because we're getting ready to blast off into the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I got to let every man, woman, boy, girl under the sound of my voice right now. I want to let you know who's in our house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who's in the house? I got to let you know right now. Listen to me.
Come on now.
Jesus' name.
Who do you go to when the road is long? You go to Jesus. Who is the answer for when things are going wrong? His name is Jesus. He's hope for the hopeless. The Holy One. Friends to the family. God's only Son. Rest for the hungry. For every man. All creation ready.
Along with Pastor Really Made Peaches Bird. Hallelujah. All that we in the house today. Glory to God. JC in the house too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We welcome you to the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Hallelujah. Where the broken are made whole by God. Yes, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. This is an international broadcast, and I'll tell you, I'm focused in Germany. Guten Abend. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the Philippines, Magadan Umagapo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those in the Hispanic countries and over there in Spain. Hi, Buenos Dias. Buenos Noches. Buenos Tardes. Hallelujah. Oh, just all of you. Kumbaya. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want to say hello to every last one of you because God wants to bless your socks up today. This is the first day of the rest of your life, and God wants to bless you. He wants to have a manifested presence in your life. He wants to let you know, glory to God, that he's God. Above him, there is no other. So watch out. If you stand in the need of a blessing, if your back is against the wall, if you need a hand up, hallelujah, if you need a job or need a home, you need a car, you need finances, you need a physical manifestation of the healing of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. You need to get close to God. I tell you, you're in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah, glory to God. Before we go on any further, Pastor Peaches, hallelujah, Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Bird, if you would come forth now and give the housekeeping suggestions, I would really appreciate it. Hallelujah.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hallelujah.
Hi to everybody out there. Hallelujah. Welcome to our Wednesday service. Hallelujah, where we believe in praising God. Hallelujah. Get your Bibles.
Hallelujah.
Get your composition notebooks.
Hallelujah.
Your ink pens and pencils, everything you're going to write with. Get your highlighters.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Get your communion element.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you don't have the ones that we use in church, get your cracker, your toast, get some juice, some water, whatever you're going to use. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is okay.
Yes.
I want to mention that it's coming Sunday.
Hallelujah.
It's a fourth Sunday.
Hallelujah.
And on four Sundays, we serve the natural meal also after service, along with the spiritual meal. We serve the spiritual meal. And our guest this coming Sunday is Pastor Theodis Lee from Chase, Maryland.
Hallelujah.
And we will be serving dinner afterwards. And I would also like to invite you to morning worship, the morning prayer that we have starting at 7 o'clock in the morning. Okay? The phone number is 605-475-4800. 605 475-4800. Access code 759-849-POUND.
Hallelujah.
Okay?
Hallelujah.
759-849-POUND. 7 o'clock in the morning. You can stay on as long as you want. If you only have a few minutes before work or before school, whatever, it is fine. You can leave whenever you want to. But join us at 7 o'clock. It is a way to get a wonderful start to your day.
Hallelujah.
Start your day off with the Lord. Give up everything that day that you want to, everything that you want blessed during that day, during the day. I tell you, if you start prayer, start your day off with prayer in the morning, you will see such a tremendous change, a tremendous blessing in your day. I can't describe it to you.
Yeah.
So many blessings. Start when you put Jesus in the mix, hallelujah, he will bless it. He will bless your day.
Hallelujah.
Give him a try.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You don't have to worry about being put on a spot in the morning or anything like that. Just come and join us. Come be solid. Just be a silent listener. Hey, when we put up names into the atmosphere, you can say your whatever names you want. Hallelujah. You can even say them quietly or whatever. It's God knows you're there. God sees your heart. But come and join us at 605-475-4800. Your access code 759-849-POUND. Thank you so much.
Praise God. And some of you, you know, you may have trouble getting up at that time. We encourage you to set your alarm.
Amen.
Now, can I tell on myself, Pastor Peaches?
Yes, go ahead, Pastor.
Look, I set 2 alarms to make sure I'm up at the time, before time and at the time, so I can start on time, but I need to be up at the time. I set 2 alarms. Because sometimes, you know, you tend to, when you retire from your secular job, you tend to not want to get up until you're finished sleeping. But I thank God, you know, because I realize that if God don't wake me up, I ain't getting up. I won't even hear the alarm. But I thank God for waking me up every morning.
Amen.
Now, Pastor Peaches, I need to ask you a question. I know we had your armor bearer there in the house too. I know. Look, glory to God. We thank God for all of you. So if somebody can answer this question, either one of you. When the praises go up,
blessings come down.
All right, y'all heard that?
Amen.
True. And you heard Pastor Peaches talk about when we put the names into the atmosphere, because we're going to send the praise up, and while the praises are going up, the blessings come down.
Yes.
That's when we're going to put people's names into the atmosphere, and you don't get concerned about, well, I might be saying it, I can't hear what's going on. We're putting people's names up in the atmosphere. He said, well, God might not hear. Look, God hears millions of people at the same time.
Yes.
He's going to hear you put your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your son, your daughter, your uncle, your aunt, your cousin, your nephew, boy, the God, put all those folk up in the atmosphere. Even put your enemies, put everybody up in the atmosphere, because they need a touch of God. If they don't act right, they need God too. Come on now. Hallelujah. So we're getting ready. Get ready. Well, I feel like TD. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. We're going to put people's names up in the atmosphere right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor really made Jesus' name. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Annette James. Minister. Hallelujah. Linda Blackwell. Reggie and Sterling. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Barry and David and Scooter and Danya. Hallelujah. And Tiffany. Hallelujah. And Coco and Faith. Hallelujah. Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and Little Kitty. Stephanie. Little.
Hallelujah. Miss Lisa,
Desiree, and Monica, and
Anthony Austin,
Joshua, and
Lily Andrews,
Darlene, Gloria
Smith,
hallelujah, hallelujah, Apostle
Gloria Ash,
Hallelujah, First Lady Sharon
Osborne,
Pearl Harbor. Apostle Marty Mercer. Hallelujah.
James Banks.
Jennings.
On the Bond.
Elder Kupi Stevenson. Elder Rosetta.
Fabian Bird.
Archbishop Marcia Avis.
Andrew Moore.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Juliet.
David Keys.
David and Andrea. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Juliet.
Tavon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tavon. Another Tavon. Another Tavon.
Main Battle.
The Desiree. Again.
Mary Speckles.
Hey, hallelujah. Daniel. Hallelujah.
Tony. John Boston.
Another Daniel. Another Daniel.
John Boston.
Another Kimberly. Hallelujah. Another
Brown. Brittany.
Another Earl. Still another Earl. And another.
Neon.
George Duke, and Maurice,
Butler, Peter Bird, Audrey Bird, Rodney Bird,
Hallelujah,
Avon, Tanya,
Hallelujah, Coretta,
Carr, Renola Carr, Donald Carter,
Johnson, Loretta Johnson,
James Johnson,
Warner
Johnson, Celia,
McCoy,
Kendra,
Byron McCoy, Senior Engineer, Raymond
Kelly,
Hallelujah. Raymond Banks, hallelujah.
Thomas.
Those who act.
Robert Cynthia.
Right.
Sheila. Vincent.
Right. Hallelujah. Corey, another Corey. Hallelujah. Lorena Johnson.
Ray. Felicia.
Hallelujah.
Rich.
Pastor Lewis. Right. Hallelujah.
Brother Drumgold.
Right. Hallelujah. Brother Lewis Knight.
Barnes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. William Elliott. Michael Irving, Apostle Evans,
Annette Gordon,
Apostle Fissel,
Francis,
Francis,
Joseph,
Pastor Potato, Tardio,
Linda Garden,
Pastor Gaines,
Helen Dupree, Hallelujah. Glory to God. Deborah. Hallelujah. And Ruth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Another Kenneth. Another
Kenneth. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah.
Leroy Calvin and family. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Green. Leslie Govard. Isabel Govard. Fred.
Joan and Lil. Pastor Maxine.
Isha. Tony Green. Rudolph.
Again,
Fred Griffin.
Hallelujah.
Thomas.
Hallelujah.
Andy Harris.
Cousins.
Harris. Nadine.
Hallelujah.
Donald.
Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Mr. Hill. Mr. Holloman.
Lord. Hallelujah. Another James.
Stephen Hook.
Another James. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Gary. Another Gary. Hallelujah.
James.
Hallelujah. Ruby Smith.
Deacon James, Shay Jenkins,
Colleen, hallelujah.
Johnson,
Gary,
Lee, Jareel,
and Joshua, hallelujah.
Candia, Spencer,
hallelujah.
Dominique Jones,
hallelujah. Glory to God.
Mike,
Joseph
Tony, Roy McCullough,
Justin, hallelujah. Glory.
James Kelly, Carol King, Danielle Lawson,
hallelujah. Glory to God.
Colleen,
thank you, Lord. Another Jones.
Sorry, Al Lockhart.
Jeffrey and Maria and Bob.
Al Dorothy Mann, Michael Mann.
Another Mann. Tanya, another Tanya. Cameron and Rob.
Pamela Massey.
And Calvin, another Calvin.
Xavier, Malachi.
And Henry.
Alicia Mayhew.
Hallelujah. Mona, Kia.
Teresa.
Turner, Myra, hallelujah.
Neely.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Lord.
Mercer.
Motor.
Kathy Moody.
Gary Wilson, Kendrick Warsaw,
Linda
Warsaw, Naisha Warsaw, Mark Brown, Mark
David Moses,
Lord
Charles,
Ruth Mothers, hallelujah,
Sandra Owens, Patterson, Anthony Pam,
hallelujah,
Manny,
Johnny
Raheem,
hallelujah,
Eric,
thank you, hallelujah,
Goldsboro. Helene Russell. Anthony Scott.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Michael Stallone.
Hallelujah.
Chucky. Dwight.
Put on your voice.
Hallelujah. Tina
Smith.
Lori Ellis.
Lisa
Thompson. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Carol Venables. Elaine Walls.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Paula.
I want you to expect.
Thank you, Jesus.
Miraculous to happen to you.
Amen, amen, amen.
In the lives of those that you called and placed into the atmosphere.
God bless.
God is in the blessing business. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for that. Hallelujah. And, you know, one of our features on the our Wednesday, our virtual service is the Children's Corner. We're going to give a selection, and after the selection, you will hear none other than the hostess of the Children's Corner, the phenomenal, the talented, the blessed, the anointed, the Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking, fire-baptized, warrior of the word, guardian of the altar, none other than Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Bird. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Good evening to the young people all over the world. Hallelujah. This Pastor Peter is here just to encourage your hearts. Hallelujah. The enemy always has something to throw at you. But you know what? The power of God and the word of God is always there to counteract what the devil want to throw. Hallelujah. And that's why we have to stay in the word of God. Hallelujah. And I just want to encourage you, hallelujah, no matter what, Jesus loves you. Has anyone told you today that you are loved, hallelujah, and that you are precious and that you are special in the eyesight of God? Don't you know of all the billions of people in the world, no one has your fingerprint? No one. No one has your fingerprint. That's how special God made you. Hallelujah. No one else, no one's fingerprints can get mixed up in any database with yours. God made you fearfully and wonderfully before you were even conceived in your parent, in your mama's womb. God knew you, and you were special to him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I just want to encourage you to continue to be the sweet young people that you are.
Hallelujah.
Stay in the word of God. We invited you, not just your parents, but many times I shared with you to try and get up a few minutes early in the mornings when you go to school. And we're not just on the air 7 o'clock in the morning during through the week, Monday to Friday. We have morning prayer on Saturday and Sunday also. So therefore, try or put forth an effort. I told you to set that alarm clock a few minutes earlier than what you usually would set it to get up to get ready for school. And you even have a jump on it on getting ready for school. Lay everything out at night. That's what that'll really help. Lay everything out at night. Hallelujah. So don't think you have to get in the morning, wash up and jump in your clothes. But you want to spend some time with the Lord.
Yes.
Tell you young people, he makes a difference in your life, in your attitude, in your mind. When the enemy comes up against you one way, he's going to flee 3, 4, and 5 different ways. Did you know what? Because when you go get around them, you have already been with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And God's going to let his light, he's going to let the Holy Ghost shine out through you. Therefore, when they look at you, they may even look and get scared. Okay? Hallelujah. And they will say, oh, it's something special about you. What you've been doing? You may not be able to explain it. And sometimes I'm just me. I'm just being me. But you know what? They may not be able to put their finger on it. Hallelujah. But you've been with the Lord. And nobody can be with Jesus and come out and still be the same way when they finish or when he finished with them. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6 and 1. Hallelujah. I read that before. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6 and 1.
Hallelujah.
Urges the young people, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Hallelujah. That's just one promise that you have. One promise you have is long life. And I'm going to tell you something. I know somebody that lived until they were 99 years old.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I still think they left here too soon.
Hallelujah.
God promises 120.
Hallelujah.
A lot of times we don't hear a lot of people preaching about 120.
Hallelujah.
God is able to bless us 120.
Hallelujah.
Okay? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Deuteronomy 28.
Hallelujah.
It says, and it shall come to pass that thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high, will set thee on high above all nations on the earth. Hallelujah. When you honor God, young people, God will honor you. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. And it shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord, thy God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be out in the field. That means wherever you go, wherever you travel to, you're going to be blessed. Then it's in the verse 4, it says, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground. When you have children, your children are going to be blessed. It says the fruit of thy cattle. Okay, if you're on a farm, let's say your animal's going to be blessed.
Hallelujah.
They start out with 2 or 3 animals. They're going to multiply.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The increase of thy kin and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be the baskets and thy store. You're going to have what you need on your shelves, in the refrigerator, on the shelves, in the pantry. You're going to be overflowing. Read the 28th chapter, y'all, down to the 14th. Hallelujah. Read all the way down, because all the way down until they start talking about the if you do not do these things, if you do not hearken unto the voice of the Lord and to his commandments. It also speaks about the curses. But you know what? You don't even have to even dwell on the curses, because and when you're in the Word of God and the Word of God is in you, hallelujah, you're going to walk that straight and narrow path. When your peers come and try to encourage you to go to the wrong direction, the Word of God is going to come out of your mouth.
Hallelujah.
And you know what? After a while, they're going to stop trying to entice you. They're going to stop even bothering you. They're going to say, no, man, that's not even bothering him. He's too weird. He's talking about he always talking that Jesus stuff. You know what? Believe you me, you will be able to avoid a whole lot of stuff in life talking that Jesus stuff. You're going to be able to avoid a whole lot of troubles, a whole lot of fights, a whole lot of junk and garbage in life when you talk about Jesus and your friends saying, "Oh no, he won them holy rollers." Don't even feel bad. I went through that. Don't even feel bad. But you know what? You'll be the one in school on the honor roll. You'll be the one being on the dean's list. You'll be the one people saying will come to you and say, "Hey, can you pray for my family? My family in trouble. My father this. My mother this. I got somebody in the family that's sick." Because you're going to stick out. Jesus is going to, he will set you up high above the rest. Have you ever heard the expression, you stick out like a sore thumb? So what? I've been there too. They talked about Jesus. Yeah, they going to talk about you too. But you know what? You'll live. You'll live. And you'll be able to avoid so much.
Yes.
That these young people are going through today.
Yes, yes.
Don't feel bad when you have to walk alone. Mm-hmm. When you from all of your friends going right and you going left.
Yes, yes.
Don't feel bad, because mm-hmm. you know who you got going left with you. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Don't feel bad. I've been there too, but my mother always told, she said, when there's a fight or something in school, go in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Bullets don't have any names on the young people. Hallelujah. Don't discredit or don't discard the instructions of your parents. When your parents talk to you and your parents try to tell you something, they lived a few days longer than you. So listen to them. Don't have them crying over your grave because you wanted to hang out with your friends and then something broke out and you were struck down. Okay? Don't feel bad. God, when you start going in another direction, God's going to give you friends. God will give you friends, and until he does, he'll be your friend. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you, even after you get some friends. God's going to walk with you and talk with you and let you know that he loves you, and he's going to protect you. He's going to be all that you need. He will be just what you need, and he will be just what you take him to be. Parents and your family will be so proud of you. God bless you. Hallelujah. If you want to call me after the broadcast is over, the number to call is 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. God will, if you accept Jesus Christ in your heart, let us know you need a Bible. Hallelujah. Let us know that you would like to have a Bible, and we'll see that you get a Bible. Hallelujah. Because Jesus loves you.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop Byrd. Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you. Children, you need to listen.
Bless your name, Jesus.
You know, because I'm going to tell you, you want success in your life. You want to guarantee success in your life. Because a lot of times guarantees are really good, because you can fall back on the guarantee and the guarantor, you know. And God guarantees you success in your life. And he does that if you lean and trust in him. Lean not to your own understanding. Proverbs, what's that, 3?
Yes, 5 and 6.
5 and 6.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Now, I want to add just something real quick, that the 3 things that you got to have, you want to have good success in this life. You got to have a coachable, teachable spirit.
Amen.
Don't be a know-it-all.
Amen.
You don't know it all. I don't know it all. You don't know it all. I've been around 76 years. I don't know it all. So you've been around 10 years, 15 years, 17 years, 5 years. You definitely don't know it all. Hallelujah. So have a coachable, teachable spirit. Then you have a burning desire to please God and be excellent. Don't try to be an also-ran. I just want to make a C. No, you want to press toward the mark. You want to make an A. Glory to God. You want to be excellent. Glory to God. You want to have a burning desire to please God and be excellent. And then the last thing is to have a willingness to work and go the extra mile.
Right.
Go the extra mile. And you do that. You trust in the Lord. You do all have a coachable, teachable spirit, a burning desire to please God and be excellent, and a willingness to work, go the extra mile. You can't help but be great. Hallelujah. You will stumble over greatness. Hallelujah. You wake up in the morning and people say, "Oh, you're great." I mean, the greatness will just come and run and catch. greatness in you. When you came here, you ain't no mistake. God ordained you to be here. You ain't no mistake. God said, I need to add a little bit more greatness in the soup of life. Glory to God. I need to add a little bit more seasoning in the soup of life. And he said, well, I got to put some great stuff in it. And so he put you and you and you. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. I really appreciate that. And now I need to ask you a question. Hallelujah, because, you know, I love asking questions to you because 99.9% of the time, you know the answers. Hallelujah.
One day.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What is cowhide used for?
Holding the cow together.
Praise God. Got the answer, Lord. See, I got you on that one. Okay. I need to ask you another question. You didn't know I was going to come up with that one.
No. Oh, my goodness.
All right. What time is it?
Communion time.
Bless the Lord. It's communion time. Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. I ain't know I was going to ask that one.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So we thank you for your word on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For our healing already, O God. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, endocrine system, hallelujah, the genital system, the integumentary system, hallelujah, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Cancers being dissolved, tumors disappearing, hallelujah. High blood pressure coming to normal, hallelujah. Lord, glucose levels coming to normal right now in Jesus' name. Arthritis disappearing, rheumatoid arthritis disappearing, hallelujah. Back problems disappearing. This coming into alignment in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to cataracts disappearing. Glory to God. Ears opening up. Hallelujah. And mouths, hallelujah. People begin to talk. The devil talked to us. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter, glory to God, 3, verse 26. Hallelujah. Psalms, glory to God. Psalms 100. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup. Bless the name of the Lord. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, "This is a new testament in my blood. This is my new inheritance that I'm giving to you. This is my new gift I'm leaving with you. And I wrote it in my blood." Hallelujah. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, oh Lord. We glorify your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We praise your name on high, O God. We bless your name today, O God. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy 28, Deuteronomy chapter 7, thank you, Holy Ghost, verse 15. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. That's why we do communion every day. That's why we do communion, glory to God, every service. Because I want God to see the blood. And he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. And none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I
see the blood,
when I see the blood, I will pass over you. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, glory to God. Glory to God. Decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, hallelujah, nullifies, makes a null effect, hallelujah, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Precious name. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our families and our extended families. We stand in the gap for them, oh God. We speak for them. We stand for them even if they don't know God in the pardon of their sins. We stand for them. Even if they are close or far off, we stand for them today as if, hallelujah, they're speaking for themselves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts in the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank the Lord. Oh, let's praise the Lord just a little
Hallelujah.
Bit. Somebody.
Glory, glory, glory,
glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Jesus.
Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Oh,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need to call on you again. Glory to God. I've got to ask you a question. And you've been batting 1,000 on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got to ask you another question. Blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. I got to ask you, what time is it now?
Hallelujah. For the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Hallelujah. I ask, oh God, glory to God, more shine out of the word, that you touch these lips of clay. Hallelujah. Let me speak with excellence and accuracy and boldness for today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority to bind the enemy. Take me, curse you from and remove your bound in Jesus' name. That's it. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for giving to every man, woman, boy, girl under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praises. Hallelujah. For it's yours, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the breakthroughs. We thank you, Lord, for saving, filling with your Holy Spirit, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For healing and delivering right now in Jesus' name. And again, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Let the blood-washed saints of God say amen.
Yes.
Everybody say amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel my help coming about right now, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've been preaching and teaching on the subject. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Love makes a way. And then we refined that a little bit. We said love finds a way. And thanks to the help a sister and Aunt Jane, we refined it a little bit further. Love is the way. Glory to God. I got to do this. I'm messing with y'all right now, Sister Peaches. You want to read the Pastor Peaches? You want to read the scriptures, the addresses of the scriptures we're going to be alluding to today. Read those, if you would.
Joshua 1, verse 8, Psalms 119, verse 105, St. Luke, chapter 8, verse 11, St. Mark 4, chapter 14th verse, St. John 3, verses 16 and 17, Mark chapter 12, verses 30 and 31, Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, and 1 John 4, verse 20.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. I got to share this with you, as I shared before. Life is an open book test. You got to write that down somewhere. Life is an open book test. Now, some of y'all remember when you were in junior high or middle school or high school, even college, and the teacher would walk in the room, and you'd say, okay, guys, we're going to have a test today. And your head's immediately with that, and people, oh, Lord, have mercy. But then he said, it's an open book test. All of a sudden, your head went up. Glory to God. I believe that a gentleman by the name of Horace Mann, who, glory to God, who became, hallelujah, the father of modern education, hallelujah, glory to God. He was born August 4th. 1796, and he died May 2nd, 1859. But in what he was doing, he was an innovator in education.
Amen.
He also was a slavery abolitionist. He wanted education for everybody. guess what? God put that on his heart because God wants the same for you. Life is an open book test. You need to write that down. But what's the book? The book is the word of God.
Amen.
Life is an open book test. I say it again. Love is the subject of life. Love is the subject of life. Life is an open book test. Love is the subject of life. Why do you say that? Because love makes a way. Love finds a way. Love is the way. St. John, glory to God, chapter 14, verse 6. I'm messing y'all up. If you can get to that scripture real quick, go ahead and get to that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need somebody else to get to. Glory to God. 1 John chapter 4. When you get to either of those, whoever gets to which one first, say amen so I know you can read.
Amen. You said St. John 14?
Yes. Verse 6. What does it say?
It says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Hallelujah. Life is an open book test. Love is the subject of life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Love makes a way. Love finds a way. Love is the way. Jesus is love. Oh, you got that other scripture, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. If you do, say amen. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8.
Amen.
Read.
He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
All right. Skip down to verse 16.
16 says, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Consummation of love.
I want you to understand this again. Every situation in your life, every circumstance in your life, you're going to be all right if you put love on it.
Yes.
You know, like you're cooking a meal and you don't put some salt in that.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste kind of right. Is that right?
Right.
You need to put a little softer. And, you know, I could never understand this. I couldn't figure it out myself. But when some people are cooking sweet, they put a little pinch of salt in there. And I said, wow, salt going everything. And then I found out in Matthew's chapter, I think it's at the chapter 5, it says, we are the salt of the world. And if that didn't catch you, it's that we are the light of the world. And so I looked at that and I said, ooh, what's that salt? What's that light? Let's go back to what I just said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Love finds a way. Love makes a way. Love finds a way. Love is the way. Hallelujah. Life is an open book test. And love is the subject of life. Yeah, but you don't understand. I have problems in my family. Put some love on it. Look, I got a boss on the job. But, I mean, when you come in the room, I feel like jumping out the window. I feel like pulling out a Uzi and shooting him. Put some love on that situation. You don't understand my community. Everybody talks about it. They treat me bad. Put some love on it. The government put some love on it. The white man put some love on it. Or the black man put some love on it. The young people put some love on it. All of the old people put some love on it. Put love on it.
Amen.
Because love finds a way. Thank God. Now, the open book test. Now, the first scripture, what's that address of that first scripture I got there?
Joshua 1:8.
We're not going to read that, but I just want you to know. It talks about stay in the book. This is an open book test. I have never seen a child who the teacher says, okay, it's an open book test. They close the book and they put it away. Or they throw the book out the window. It's an open book test. This is not rocket science. You don't have to have a degree for college. You don't even have to have a degree from elementary school.
Right.
It's an open book test. What do you mean by that? The answers are in the book. But this is a different age. Look, y'all got to understand, there ain't nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
People say, well, look, I just bought me a new car. It ain't new. Some elephants were around after 6 days when God created the world. It's just in a different shape. It's just in a different configuration. Ain't nothing new under the sun. And some of y'all folks think, yeah, well, see, God, they didn't have, in those old days, they didn't have cars and trucks and stuff. See, you don't read the word because you have found out. I like doing this. I'm going to say it anyow because it's crazy. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Genesis that God drove Adam and Eve out of the garden. Let me stop. I'm going to behave. Okay. There's nothing new under the sun. I'm not saying there were cars there. I'm just saying the elements were still around. Y'all say, let's pray for this man. He's outside his mind. Hallelujah. Love makes a way. Love finds a way. Love is the way. Jesus says, I am that way, the truth and the life. What's that second scripture?
John 1:19, 1:05.
See, why you got to stay in the book? You can read that if you're there. You there already?
No, if you give me a minute, I will be though.
Says, your word is a lamp to my feet.
Stop right there.
To my path.
Okay, stop right there. What that means is that the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Not the pundits on the TV and the radio. Not even your professors in your college.
Amen.
Can tell you where you are in him. The word of God, the inspired word of God can tell you where you are. That's what the lamp to your feet tell you where you're standing. And then you, what else you said it was the?
And a light to my path.
A light to your path. I mean, to tell you where you're going, the way you're headed. You need to know where you're headed because there may be a sinkhole down the street. 50 feet. And you go, you need to know that there's danger ahead and maybe go another way. Often we fall into traps and fall into trouble because we don't let the word of God be a light into our path. We don't let the word of God be a lamp unto our feet. The word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need to go just a little bit further. Go ahead. What's the next scripture?
Luke 8:11.
Okay. That's seed. The word of God is seed.
Amen.
Luke 8:11 and Mark 4:14 would say that you don't have to read those. That says that the word of God is seed. All of us, I don't care if you're 4 or you're 40. I don't care if you're 7 or 70. I don't even care if you're 1 or 100. Everything you do everything you think, everything you say, are seeds of the planet and the earth. We are farmers. And you're going to get a harvest. You say, well, I don't know about that. Well, I'm just dealing with what I have faith and what God said. God said in Galatians 6 and 7, be not deceived. Don't be tricked. Don't be fooled. God is not mocked. He won't be made fun of.
Amen.
Because he keeps his word. What does whatsoever mean?
Whatever.
Everything that you sow,
you're going to reap.
Says whatsoever. In other words, the seed you sow is the crop you grow.
Amen.
That's why you got to sow love seed. But, you know, he did dirty to me. You better love him. He said, well, I'm going to get him back because I'm going to get him because he got me, you know, because I got to get him for this guy. Was doing a Madea type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And where did Madea end up, even though it was in the movie? They took her to jail. Oh, she got out, but they took her. It was a grace of God getting her out. Hallelujah. But anyway, to God, she went to jail. Because she's trying to get somebody back. Well, the Bible, look here, the Bible in Proverbs talks about, glory to God, that somebody that messed over you, so you want to dig a hole for them. The Bible says that you dig a hole for somebody, you're going to fall in it. The Bible says you try to roll, somebody messed you up, you're going to try to roll a rock on them. The rock going to make a U-turn and fall on you. Romans 12:19 says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I shall repay.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather that my neighbor repay me, if you got to do that, rather than God.
Amen.
God don't mess around. And my arms are too short to box for God. That's what I'm trying to say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give me another scripture there.
John 3:16-17.
Oh, that's so easy.
God sent his Son, in 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
See, a lot of people, and that, even that scripture there, it shows the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament had you having to do something first, and then God blessing you, and God loving you, and God doing. But in the New Testament, it has God loving you first. Go to 1 John. Hallelujah. Go to 1 John. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Go to 1 John. 1 John 14:6. I'm looking for the scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That says God loved us first.
No 14. There's no 14 in 1 John.
Okay. So it's not. St. John. 14:6. Okay, I'm looking for the scripture. Okay, look at 1 John 4:20.
Okay, 1 John 4:20 says, if a man say I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. But he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he have not seen?
Praise God. I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm trying to get that scripture. That scripture was in the scripture, but that was good, and that was one of the scriptures I put down. But there's a scripture that says, "God loved us first. Love came first. Love comes first." But my husband is still treat me wrong. Put some love on it. But my children are in rebellion. Put some love on it. But my job is not treating me right. Put some love on it. But I want to go down there with a gun and shoot them. I put some love on it. There are bullies in my school, and they keep messing with me. Put some love on it. She said, well, I don't know. Ask God. You know, because life is an open book. What? Somebody talk to me. Life is an open book.
Yes.
Point to God. And the love is the subject of
life.
You need to understand that. The solutions to your conundrum, that means difficulties, and it don't look like you have a solution. To the left is no solution. To the right is no solution. You're in a quandary. Then you go to the Word of God. It's in there. Give me another scripture. We need to go on.
The 19th verse says, we love him because he first loved us.
Hallelujah. What was that now?
The 19th verse says, we love him because he first loved us.
Thank you, Jesus. Isn't the Holy Ghost wonderful? That's what I wanted to know. He first, say that again.
We love him because he first loved us.
Now, in the Old Testament, you had to do something, and then, you know, God would spring up with his manifested love. In the New Testament, Jesus died. See, the New Testament didn't begin with Matthew. It began with Acts. Pre-cross, Jesus had to go by the law of Moses. Because that was pre-cross. But post-cross, he was hung up for all our hang-ups. The Bible says, curses every man to hang up on a tree. He was hung up for our curses. That's why in Deuteronomy 28, when it talks about the curses, Jesus erased the curses. 15 to 20, I don't read 15 to 20 to the rest of it. I don't know what the way it is. There's a whole bunch of them. He erased the curse. And you know what? Glory to God. He also erased the first part of Deuteronomy, where you had to do something first and then he blessed you. The only thing that you have to do is have faith in God. Faith in God. Have faith in God. And God's going to love you. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He didn't say you have to work out, do this or do that, and then you're saved. You're saved by grace. Grace is Jesus. See, that's why you got to understand this thing. You can't read the Word of God every now and then or listen to Scripture on a Sunday when the preacher talks and you never open your Bible. You open your Bible and butterflies fall out of it. You open your Bible and dust fall out of it. And then you're the first one to complain, God, why this, why that? Oh, Lord, and when's the last time you opened the Word of God? All he has to just trust my word, because life is an open book. Yes. Open my book. I died for my book. I died for you. I shared my love, my life, my hopes, and my dreams for you. Hallelujah. We have a bunch of folks walking around saying, no, I hope I live to be 70 or 80, like the Bible says. So you got to understand the context of the Bible. That's why you got to read the whole book. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, it says our lifespan is supposed to be 120 years.
Hallelujah.
I pray that.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't live that, you know what that means? My job was over. Jesus walked this earth and he left at 33. Is that right?
Amen.
His job was over. He said, it is finished. The plan of salvation. Life is an open book test. Love is the subject of life. Life, love finds a way. Love is the way. And Jesus is love. The heart of God is the Father. The face of God is the Son. The voice of God is the Holy Spirit. And the hands of God is the church. That's us. God wants you to be the miracle in people's lives, to show love. I don't care what else you show. I don't care about the long dress to your ankles. You cover your arms, your face, dress. It don't matter. You don't have love, you have nothing. We read that scripture last time, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You can be putting your hands on folks and they recover. You can tell masters to go and they move. But if you don't have love, you're nothing, according to the word of God. I'm going to say this and I'm going to end this. And this I'm going to put a period to this. Boom. Life is an open book test. Love is the subject of life. Love makes a way, finds a way. Love is the way. Jesus, God, is love.
Amen.
Father God, I thank you for, hallelujah, for you, what you've done tonight. I thank you for the seed that was sown tonight. I thank you, oh God, that it shall give back the harvest, 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. I thank you, Lord, that every man, woman, boy, and child under the sound of my voice understands that their requirement is to love, and love covers a multitude of things that go wrong in your life.
Amen.
Love covers all.
Hallelujah.
Love is the banner.
Thank you.
So we thank you, Lord, that the banner over us is your love.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For your grace is love.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the grace and love is Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name, oh God. We glorify your name in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours. Hallelujah.
If you want to experience the love of Jesus Christ, which means if you would like to accept him in your heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart and wash me white as snow. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. If you repeated that prayer, you are now saved. You have gone from death unto life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the angels in heaven are rejoicing
over
you. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. If you'd like to talk to one of us after the service is broadcast is over, please dial 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. If you'd like to be able to read the word of God on a daily basis and you don't have a Bible, give us a call. Hallelujah, Jesus. We'd be more than glad to get the word of God to you.
We will send you a Bible in the name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Please remember to join us in the early morning worship. Hallelujah. And watch God bless your day. Put God to the test. Hallelujah. And let us know how your day has changed and the difference that prayer makes. Young people, this is also for you. Hallelujah. You'll soon be getting or having tests in school, final exams, and not just yet, though, but, hey, before you know it, soon June will be here. And if you'll be graduating, it'll be here even sooner. You'll be taking your test even sooner. Hallelujah. Let God be your partner. Honor him before you read, before you do your homework. Honor him before you even open up the book, and you know what? And he'll honor you. He will allow the things that you're reading and your homework to be able to stick to your mind.
Yes.
In the word of God, the Holy Ghost says he'll bring it all back to your remembrance.
Yes.
He'll be able to call it back to your remembrance when you have those tests in the classrooms. Hallelujah.
May I add something real quick? Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, can I add something real quick?
Yeah, Pastor.
All right. I just want to share this with y'all. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that people, kids will be graduating. If you're graduating from high school and you have opportunities, I decree and declare scholarships, so you want to go to college, and then some of you want to go into the military. Well, we thank God for you, and we say pick those colleges that offer you scholarships that have ROTC. You can have the best of both worlds and get paid for it too. Glory to God. Isn't that something? Praise God. We thank God for all of you.
Yeah.
We thank God for you. We decree in the class that the grades that you're going to make are going to be excellent, super abundantly above. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for those who are not graduating from high school but graduating from middle school or graduating from grade school. Hallelujah. We pray the blessings of the Lord upon you as well. Hallelujah. Glory to every crooked place, straight, every rough place, straight. And the glory of the Lord is going to be revealed in your life as you press towards the mark, trying to be excellent in what you do. Continue to have a coachable, teachable spirit. Continue to have a burning desire.
Yes.
Please, God, and be excellent.
Yes.
Have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. And may the grace of God, the presence and the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in your life be with you every day, every minute of the day, in Jesus' name. You can have the last word.
Hallelujah. Please join us in the morning at 7 o'clock by dialing 605. It's a different number of what you dial tonight to hear the service. In the morning prayer, 605-475-4800. Access code 759-849 pounds. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
759-849 pounds. And if you'd like to send us a communication through the mail, please address your envelope RYMM. P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. We would love to hear from you. Please send us your testimony. Let us know how God has blessed broadcast, how God has opened doors and made ways and has done strange things, miracles. Hallelujah. Because we're believing God with you in the law and believing God for you. We're believing God for the impossible, because we know he is the God of the impossible. But let us know. So share your testimony with us. Hallelujah. We would be glad to hear it. Hallelujah. So address that envelope, RYMM, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. If you'd like to call, 410-444-5152. See you on Sunday. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. At Pastor Peaches, I have to repent because I said the last word, but I need to tell our service is also available virtually on Sunday at 3 p.m. Hallelujah. Call the number, 515 number that you called for today's service. And also, hallelujah, if you want to join us in the live service, because Sunday service is the only live service we have now. And you can come at 3 o'clock to the lower level sanctuary of the Parsonage, which is located at 3007 Iona Terrace, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Side entrance. We also have a handicap entrance. God bless you. Love you. Pastor Peaches, that was my last word. On today. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Ah, yeah. Christmas Day, he bled and he just died on the cross to take sin away. You take him high.
Judas. Who is the answer? Or when things are going wrong?